So we've had one version of the reading. I thought it would be good to read it from the Bible as well. So this is from Mark 11, beginning at verse 12. The next day they were leaving Bethany. Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. When they reached Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were bullying and buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers." The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this, and they began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When the evening came, they went out of the city. So Jesus is a dangerous man. He's a dangerous person to know. So I just want to talk about that for a little while. If you find listening to me for a little while is a bit tricky, and you want to colour in some dangerous animals, there are some dangerous animals up the front. So feel free if you want to do that, any age whatsoever. So Jesus is a dangerous man. He's a dangerous person. Palm Sunday had been wonderful in a very strange kind of way. It must have been very strange seeing a king riding in to Jerusalem on a donkey. Not just a donkey, but a very young colt. So quite a small donkey. It must have been a strange thing to see. But it was a day to be remembered as people turned out in their multitudes to welcome Jesus into the city and into their midst, to sing and shout his praise, to wave palm fronds. It must have seemed like the start of something new. It must have seemed like the start of something fresh. It must have seemed like the start of something incredibly exciting and simply wonderful as Jesus was welcomed in. It was a day of hope. And it was a day of hope invested in this king who rode in on a donkey. So I do wonder what it was like that night. Can you imagine being in such an exciting day? How long into the night would you have lain awake talking and thinking about the day's events? All sorts of things would probably have been going over in your mind. It would have been hard to get to sleep, having been part of such a great occasion and wondering what was going to happen next. What could possibly happen after Palm Sunday? Well, they didn't have long to wait. You see, the day after Palm Sunday, Jesus went into Jerusalem again. Only this time, it was slightly different. Jesus went into the temple, and it seems like he didn't like what he found there. He found people in the temple area changing money, buying stuff, selling stuff. He found people fleecing the temple goers, turning a sacred place of worship into, in his words, a den of thieves, a place of oppression and a place of thievery. And he set about clearing the area, turning over the tables. You can almost hear the chink of the coins as the tables are turned over and as the coins scatter across the stones. You can almost hear it in your mind. Merchandise, animals, coins everywhere, a scene of confusion. So this was quite a different day. And I wonder if people were beginning to change their minds. I wonder what they were thinking on this day. Were they thinking something like, just who is this man? Who is this man that we have invited into our city? This man who's invited us, we've invited into our lives. Seems rather different from yesterday. And I sometimes wonder how much we believe in and present a sanitized Jesus to the world. I wonder how much we sort of present a Jesus who doesn't upset everyone, who is a friend to all people, who accepts everything. At Christmas, we tend to sing chintzy songs about cattle gently lowing, about the baby waking up and not making any noise whatsoever. And yet, if that really is the scene for Christmas, we probably know that animals have got bad breath. They do make noises. Gentle lowing probably has got nothing to do with it. They probably produce loads of poo. And when babies wake up in the middle of the night, they probably tend to cry. And I reckon Jesus was probably much the same as that. We can tend to present Jesus meek and mild. And we speak of his love and his forgiveness, and that's absolutely true. I'm not denying that. But sometimes it seems that we might be reading Mills and Boone rather than the Bible. The day after Palm Sunday shows that Jesus is more than the gentle, meek and mild. When we invite Jesus into our life, we need to be prepared to be challenged by him. We need to be prepared to have our thoughts challenged, the way we think about what it's like to follow Jesus, the way we think about what it's like to live as his followers on our front line in the world in which we live. We need to be prepared to be changed and to be challenged, our values challenged, and our way of life challenged. Because knowing Jesus is to know him as the disruptor. We had the first half of this verse last week, but the whole verse, Romans 12, verse 12, says this: do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, once we start to follow Jesus, a change starts to happen inside of us, this transformation, and it starts with our minds. It starts with the way we think. It starts with the things that we hold dear. Once we know Jesus, we can never be the same again. Transformation, it means change. But it doesn't mean that we're changed just for the sake of it. It doesn't mean that we're changed just because change is good. We're changed for a reason. And the reason, one of the reasons, is John 10:10, when Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." What did he call the money changers and the sellers in the temple area? He called them thieves and robbers, people that take away. Jesus hasn't come to take the good stuff away. He's come to give life and to give life to the fullness. So this idea of change, this idea of being transformed by the renewing of our mind, is so that we can enter into life to the full. So many people think that when you become a follower of Jesus, your life gets restricted and stuff gets taken away and it's a hemmed in, closed down life. But Jesus says no. It's the life that is going to blow you apart wide open. You're going to know things you've never known before. You're going to have a relationship with God that you've never experienced before. You're going to have life to the full. So Jesus is a dangerous man. In case you haven't twigged it by now, that's what the hazard tape and the flashing lights and the dangerometer was for. He's a dangerous man to know because he calls us to change. But he calls us to change for the better. And he calls us to change our life, and he calls us to bring change to the world. So the question this morning, as we look at the day after Palm Sunday, on Palm Sunday, is, are we up for that? Are we ready to live this disruptive and dangerous life, personally with Jesus and for him in the world? Are we ready to turn over tables in the temple area? We simply cannot follow Jesus and stay the same as we were before we knew him.